Message number 976. Mother of Salvation, the enemies of God will commit terrible sacrileges until they have desecrated the tabernacles. Monday, November 25, 2013 at 17:25. My child, when my son's church is seized, the series of events which will unfold will be exactly the same as that which occurred during his crucifixion. The noise will be deafening as enemies of God take over his body and desecrate it. They will rejoice and shout great proclamations amid great applause for the impostors who will be heard everywhere, for this will be an occasion that will win over many stubborn foes and former enemies of my son's church. Every new type of declaration as to the meaning of my son's holy word will pour forth from its mouth. Every lie cunningly camouflaged so that it appears to make sense will be used to entice God's children into this new renovated church. Every sin justified so that more outsiders will be welcomed into the temples of God, until eventually complete confusion will be witnessed within its walls. While they are tearing my son's church down brick by brick, my son's remnant will be forced to flee it. Every argument, every gesture, and every defense which those who remain loyal to my son's church present will be dismissed. This will be a silent crucifixion, just like that which my son endured when he suffered with little more than a whimper. The voices of those who will continue to proclaim the truth will receive no media coverage, no attention. Even if they do manage to make their voices heard, they will be demonized for doing so. I urge all of those who love my son and who understand that these signs were foretold, that they must continue to serve my son. Many priests, instead of fighting for their faith and remaining true to my son, will walk away. Others will not give in, and they will provide the food of life to all those who seek out my son's true presence. The enemies of God will commit terrible sacrileges until they have desecrated the tabernacles. When they have achieved this, they will then prepare the throne upon which will sit the Antichrist. Pray, pray, pray that those of you who know the truth will be able to offer comfort to those who will suffer greatly because of the greatest apostasy ever to devour the church of my son Jesus Christ unfolds before you. My sorrow is great and my heart is heavy because of the wicked deceit which will befall even those who love my son dearly. Their suffering will be the greatest of all. Your beloved mother. Mother of Salvation.